living the good days, drunk and white, I'm ripping. Get ready for this, cause here it comes. Give me the mic, it's on funky drums. I'll make you dance all night and feel the groove. It's about time you move right now. Bass bumping the drums, jumping the clubs, I'm bumping, girls, I'm pumping. Get into this, get on up, you keep dancing, I keep making your cuts. It's a too cool sound, so let it pile. When I rock the mic, I make you all get down. Move it, do it, turn it up higher. Let's all set this roof on fire.
Thank you. Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen, it's another wonderful Thursday night, and I'm your host. You can call me Trencher, some people call me Pudgefuck, I'm the Tubby Fucker. You listen to Spankwagon Radio, spankwagon.vftp.net. Tonight I'd like to introduce my my brand spanking new co-host. I didn't even have to audition this fucker. He got on his knees, he did what he had to do to get the job, because it's just that good. First off, I'd like to introduce Smack. He's the newest guy, he's here, Spankwagon Radio. Comes to us from a very colorful background, actually. Let's see, C9.net. Another website that died. Okay, we also have Crack Monkeys. Hey, that was his pet project that died. Oh, that's right. Oh, he tried a project. No, that Project Chaos was just another unoriginal ripoff idea, so that's dead. Oh, he used to write articles for pro wrestling. What was it? TWMP News. Oh, but he got fired. Well, folks, this is going to be the last episode of Spankwagon Radio, I think. If Smack's involved, I don't know. We'll find out. Smack, how are you doing?
I'm good. Doing really well. I'd just like to say howdy to everyone. If you'd give me just a minute, I'd just like to tell everyone how the actual process came about of me coming in here. I'll never forget the look on Trench's face as I was fucking him in the ass out in the parking lot.
Oh, it was rough because he went dry.
Yeah, well, you know, he likes it that way. And
I don't like it dry.
I had handfuls of his ass hair, and I'm just, you know,
that's just sick.
Pounding away, and I'll never forget the look on his face as he looked back at me with his head literally buried into the dashboard. I think the volume knob on his radio was actually cutting into the side of his eye, and he said, "Please make it stop." And I said, "Put me on your radio, bitch." And sure enough, I'm here.
No, of course, you gotta go with threats like that.
No, you know,
that fucking radio knob, it was horrible. Well, it really scared the hell out of me, though. It was a push button.
Well, at least it turned off the music.
The music would have been better than my screaming.
Well, I don't know. It was show tunes.
That's true. All right, folks. You are listening to Spankwagon Radio. Show tunes. Getting in the ass while listening to show tunes. Dude, that is gay.
Well, you know, if anybody knows about taking it in the pipe, it's going to be your former co-host. Oh, ouch. That was a little rip there. I'm sorry.
Shit.
That was a little foul.
Okay, wait. Hold on. We got to be fair. Just because he couldn't handle this. Internet radio. But I'm not going to dog too much.
Internet radio. Dude, this isn't even a radio. We're sitting in your friggin' spare bedroom.
Oh, yeah. But you it's kind of cool, right? You're going to knock the wagon? You're knocking the wagon?
Dude,
you're the fucking guest host and you're knocking the wagon?
Dude, this place is 15 seconds away from black lights, Jimi Hendrix fuzzy posters, and a disco ball, okay?
Well, maybe
you do the
30
math.
Minutes. Maybe 30 minutes. Hey, folks, Spankwagon Radio. I got to say it again, because, yeah, I whore out the name of the site. See, if I say Spankwagon Radio, people kind of click onto that. Such as the fact, I'll tell them right now, if you go to spankwagon.vftp.net, click on the Spankwagon link, right on the index page, you can get to my chat. Of course, if you're an elite person, you can go to Dialnet servers, and room is #Spankwagon. You can chat with us live.
That's
granted, I don't
fitting.
Do much talking, but I do fade out and read the chat room, which, of course, gets me in just as much trouble.
That's aptly fitting, #Spankwagon.
#Spankwagon. Well, is it pound or hash? Have you heard this?
I'm going to go with pound.
Okay, because they're saying now, no, it's not pound, which is what, you know, the Americans like to call it. They're saying, no, this is hash.
Who came up with this?
I don't know what came up with it, but I know...
Not the Americans, who? Was it the Canadians? Yeah, we'll listen to them. That's a great idea.
Hey, come on now. They got a kick-ass Navy. Duck boats. No one sees them coming. Why are duck boats out in the middle of the Arabian Sea?
It's pound, and it's aptly named here. Pound.
Pound Spankwagon?
Pound Spankwagon.
All right. Also, how do you want to say this? Kilroy. This is something you don't know, and you get to hear him for the first time on Wednesday.
Yeah, I'm brand new for this one.
Everyone else.
I'm looking forward to it.
What I Wish I Didn't Know show. Kilroy McFadden is back in the mix. It's very wonderful to have him back. Tonight, of course, we have our Reverend Hammer, Don't Damn Me, which is actually going to be a good one. He found some inflection in his voice, and he actually used it. It's pretty impressive. He has a great little thing to follow up with it. So we're going to have fun with that. Of course, that'll come a little later in the evening, one of my normal breaks. So I'll be downstairs running
Church,
away from
let me ask you real quick. If I do need to throw out a rather nasty couple decibel belch, is it okay to do it into the mic?
Not in the mic. I just finally got it clean from, you know, the last co-host.
Oh, dude, that's not even right.
You don't listen to my shows very often, have you? Oh, now he's sniffing that.
Why does it smell like curry and corn?
Oh,
dude. Man, I don't even want to know how you've been auditioning people. Oh,
Well,
it's foul, man. It's just wrong.
Why don't I go get you some Lysol or something on the break?
I smell ass and feet.
I'll get Lysol on the break. Shut up, Lysol. Feet. Okay, if I'm seeing... If they're using their feet... Okay, what, International Sign Language for what, the paraplegic? Start wiggling their toes?
Wiggle over and fall. I think that's...
They hold up one foot and they just start wiggling their toes in sign language. They look like fucking apes.
You don't knock the apes, man.
What? Oh, tell me you have monkey love.
No, I don't have monkey love, but one of the guys who I'm looking a roommate with here in the near future wants to get a monkey.
And, what the fuck? Wait a minute, is this Tit?
No, it's not Tit.
It's an angry black man?
It's the angry black man.
Angry black man wants a monkey?
Yeah. Now, I don't know where this
the
is
irony
stemming.
Is really kicking in here.
I don't want to say anything to... fuck it, I'll do it, because he knows there's no malice involved. Maybe it's, you know, trying to get back to his roots and...
Ooh.
You know,
ooh.
They could be. I mean, that could be a little rough. I mean, next thing you know, I'm gonna be coming out of the bathroom here, dude, right in the neck. I'm gonna be out like a friggin' light, dude. I'm telling you, it's great. Yeah, smack rooming with a black man and Tit. I mean, that's gonna be
smack Tit and angry black
man. The house is gonna be like Wild Kingdom.
You said this is half an hour, 15 minutes away from everything. Your house is going to be the African fucking jungle.
It is, dude.
Because I know Tit. Tit is like, I'm a horticulturist. Ah!
Yeah, he wants... that was aptly perfect there, by the way.
Thank you.
He wants to build a greenhouse, and he wants some other stuff, and he wants a couple of other things here.
Tit, what's this... You're going to be his roommate. We feel bad for you for this. But.
Don't. He's an interesting fellow.
Well, of course he's interesting.
And
he's
he can drink, all right? Cut the guy
some slack.
You know what?
I'm sorry. I was there the first time he took a drink, the first drink. I was there when he was sober. The first, the original breaking point. But what's going on with him and this angry-looking cat
he
wants
to buy? Oh,
dude,
this cat is fucking creepy,
dude. Speaking of animals and jungle
shit. This thing, okay, first off, I'm a single dad, and I'm gonna have my son a couple nights a week, and he wants to have this cat that, I mean... Like, the crocodile hunter wouldn't even go near this goddamn thing. It's it's got this jaw with these teeth. They're like, I'm like, it's going to fucking kill me in my sleep. I know it. And I've got this little dog, and I'm thinking, oh, great, it's going to kill
me. Oh,
Nomad. And the dog, yeah, Nomad. It's going to kill us
Wait,
both.
Wait, how do you get Nomad?
I get Nomad, and actually, I get both the dogs.
Uh-huh.
And Shiva is going to go to Ken, actually. Ken's going to take Shiva for me. Ken's going to take Shiva, so... Shiva and Bandit's going to be an interesting combination. This is like a personal conversation between you and me. None of these people have any clue what this is.
They don't have to have any clue.
Let me give you guys a quick background check on the tragic life of El Smack here in the last 3 weeks. Let's see. I know. Yeah. My world's smallest violin. Let's see. Wife left me. You know that line from
That's
Two Lies?
That's why he's here.
Exactly. Yeah.
We're the alternative. My ass is going to get sore. No, wait.
What kind of a sick bitch takes the ice cube trays? That's about all I got left. They cleaned me out last Saturday. Her mom, her dad, like, I shit you not, I have in this house nothing. There is my computer, my desk, the TV, one little chair, and my bed, and her mother wanted to take the bed. Yeah, so, kind of tragic. So if there are any... Ice cube trays, dude.
Okay, folks, I don't know, maybe we might have to set up that PayPal, not for the site and for the fact that we have to pay for it, but
just for
donate for furniture.
Exactly.
But you're living in with two guys that are complete geeks.
Did he tell you about the house he saw the other day?
Oh, no.
This is the house that would have been absolutely perfect, and it had one deciding factor that made him want it more than anything else. Middle of the living room, I shit you not, brass pole, ceiling to floor. That would be the pimp pad extraordinaire right there. Unfortunately, there were some problems with the house, and he's
dude. Was it like a recessed floor and everything?
No, but I was gonna build a stage, put the strobe lights up. It was gonna be great.
Can you imagine a woman walking into that environment with angry black man Tit and you?
Oh, of course they'd walk into that environment. We'd have the music set up and the stage coming out from the bedroom. It'd be perfect.
Oh God, I can just see it. Of course, you won't get women, but you'll have all these inflatable bitches.
Dude, who needs women? I'm beyond that point now, man. I say this as a girl I'm talking to, probably listening in as we speak.
Well, there you go. There you go.
What an interesting evening this has been so far.
RealDoll.com.
There you go, Reverend
Hammer. I'd love to give Mad props, but again, no fucking clicker licker pop. Not even the phallic one. That sucks. Dickhead took it with him.
Clicker pop?
Clicker licker pop. If you grab that up there.
Is that what this thing is here?
No, that's...
Oh, that's just...
That's the label. Grab the label.
Okay.
With the clicker licker pop, if you look at it. Now, folks, I know if you go to the site and you go into the Yum Slop Gallery, We actually show me with the clicker licker pop on the site.
What is?
If you look at it, it's a little clicker pop, that little, like a bell or, you know, little piece of plastic.
What kind of the sick fuck comes up with this shit?
No, the sick fuck is the one, if you look at it, look at what the kid is taking in his mouth.
Dude, that's not even right.
That's a dildo-shaped sucker.
Is this Catholic candy?
No, that's 99 cent store candy.
Look, I see this picture, the kid putting something in his mouth, and I'm telling you it's Catholic.
Okay, you know who we need to ask on that?
We
gotta ask the Holy Father. You realize who I'm talking about.
Yes.
So, yeah. You're gonna have to ask him, you're gonna have to ask the Holy Father to bless one of these for us for a show. I will find these. And we are going to eat blessed clicker licker pops.
I don't know if Trench told you guys, on our last trip to Disneyland,
here we go.
Trench wound up spending the weekend in a loving little love
suite. No.
It was a love suite.
No.
It was wonderful. No. With a Catholic priest. It was a beautiful thing. They slept next to each other. They cuddled. It was warm. It was friendly. It was
I slept on the top of the covers. He slept underneath the covers.
What about that hour-long shower you guys took together?
Bullshit!
Though? What, were you inside the shower curtain? He was outside the shower curtain? You don't have to lie to make friends. We all love you no matter what. If you're taking it in the pipe, we're going to stand by you.
You got to stand
not
with
front of you, but we'll
you. I used to think Flying J had a fecal thing. You have an ass thing, man. You're all about the pipe.
Nothing wrong with having an ass thing.
Other men? There's nothing wrong with you having an ass thing for other men.
I don't have an ass thing with other men.
But you just said you did.
I didn't sleep with the priest.
I am Catholic.
Thank you. One for the skinny kid, none for the tubby fuck.
All right. We'll go with that. We'll go with that. But I'll say my defense, though, I don't think anybody slept that weekend.
I slept like a... Oh, God. You put this man in... We're in Southern California in
Anaheim,
and it's like humidity up the fucking ass. And it's
again with the ass!
This... I heard that.
Yes, and the monitor will do that to us.
He woke me up so many... I had to keep reaching over to the other bed and literally hitting him with anything handy to get him to roll over. And of course, it's in one of those kind of cheesy places with the air conditioning that you either on or off. There is no temperature setting. So it was like Arctic winter combined with the lumberjack boy. I mean, it was... my nipples were so hard, I walked up to the window and cut a hole in it. I mean, it was great.
It got us to the pool quicker.
Yeah.
So, and that was Disneyland. That rocked. I'll definitely have to say, I'll go to Disneyland again.
Yeah.
It scared the holy hell out of me, though, because of the fact that you walk in there, and I'm sitting there going, okay, cool, Disneyland, and then I hear the music. And I don't stop hearing the music the entire fucking time I'm inside
stop,
those
man.
Walls.
Isn't it great?
It's
wonderful.
Yeesh.
You can just...
It's
you
a
can,
little scary.
You can completely forget that the outside world even exists, and all you do is get these songs stuck in your head.
Like, if I hear Welcome to My World... No, that's...
Welcome to My World.
No, that's F.A.O. Schwartz.
That's F.A.O. Schwartz, yeah.
But
no,
if I have to hear, you know, again, shit like It's a Small World... And I went through that, you know, and I'm sitting here going, oh, hey, this is a small world after all. Cool, I'm finally on it. I could say I've been on it. 10 minutes later... I need to get out of here.
You know what would make that ride even better? If they rented out shotguns with it. Oh, that'd be great, dude. It's a small world after all.
Boom!
I'm telling you, it's what they need. I love Disney's forced...
forced happiness.
And honestly, if...
And of course, it was anal
gang rape happiness. Back to the ass. I got to stay with the theme.
Yeah, why not?
I mean, it was beautiful, though. It was a wonderful trip. I think we had a great time.
Mm-hmm.
And,
I think we had a great time.
We didn't wind up taking pictures of things that we bought, which was really fun. That was when we took Tit. We wound up the whole trip taking pictures of shit that he bought. I mean, it was great. It cracked me up. He had this... He bought this...
What, did he forget he bought it? Want to make sure he bought it?
No. He bought... I don't know if anybody out there has ever been to Disneyland, but they... In the Orleans section, they have this... witchcraft hut, and it's really kind of chintzy stuff.
It's,
but
it's a kitty, you know. It's Disney.
But they have this huge skull on a stick thing, and it's
what
it's
did
like
you name it?
Murray. Now Murray was getting all the chicks, and that was the creepy part. We had a hat, one of the ears made for him with his name on it. We got the Mardi Gras beads on him, and we just wound up basically taking pictures of Murray with people and doing
Wait,
shit.
You got a skull on a stick, a Disney hat, and did the hat embroidery. That shit wasn't cheap.
I don't know. Matt paid for it, or Tit paid for it. So
that's
whatever.
Okay. First names do happen here, Chris.
Oh, okay. Thank you very much, Mark.
No problem. All right. Yeah, because that's one thing is we'll sit there, we'll have our own conversation.
Exactly. We just forget that we're on the.
We forget. Show. I mean, you'll see me, and I warn you this. You know.
Did those rectal warts go away? I'm just wondering.
Oh, they're fine. Yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
I mean, you told me that
did,
they were.
Did you finally get the right implant sized for you?
Yeah. You know.
Good. Good.
It sucks having a dick this big though. Now I'll walk through the mall and see a pretty girl, and my body decides it only has enough blood for one thing at a time. So I'm out like a light.
That's a good thing, I think.
Well, no.
Keeps you safe.
Yeah, I'm unconscious on the floor. I can't even walk near the hot dog
in
a stick cut.
Oh.
Just like boing, boing, wham.
Especially
like
when they're making that, you know.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah, just up,
exactly.
Down, up, down. Just want to point out, we got Kilroy in the room.
Oh, hey, Kilroy.
So this is, let me make formal introductions. Kilroy, everyone else. Formal introductions.
I'm looking forward to hearing you.
Yes. We're hopefully going to develop new fans. He smiles happily.
Of
course, I will say this. Kilroy's show, The Wedding, coming up this Wednesday. Now, the wedding that he went to was at the Catholic school that I attended when I was a kid. And when he describes the school...
Don't make sodomy jokes.
He went to that, school, the church, it was like, I started laughing. I absolutely went hilarious because I know exactly what and where he's talking about. So, yes, I'll shut up now. We'll save it for the rest of it later. Don't worry. But I just have to say, yeah. I know where you were.
Yeah.
So...
Let me throw props out to all my TW homies out there. The whores from Tribal War are hopefully listening in.
Tribal War?
TribalWar.com. Oh, man. Started out as a website dedicated to tribes players and has become so much more. All Your Base actually got its start on Something Awful, but it didn't actually really take off on Tribal War. Also, I don't know if you guys saw it. Rayan, the guy who runs Tribal War, actually pulled the greatest prank on the entire world. Right after the World Trade Center bombings, do you guys remember that picture that CNN had up that zoomed in? You could see the devil's face in the cloud?
Mm-hmm.
That was actually Rayan who found that, and then everybody and their mother started linking to this picture.
Like CNN and everything.
Uh-huh. So Rayan replaced the picture with the GoatSC.cx guy. You know, the guy bending over, opening up his asshole.
Oh, yuck!
35 million people saw that, thanks to Tribal War, and I tell you what, that was absolutely gorgeous. Brought a tear to my eye and a bubble to my rectum, I'm telling you.
Oh, Jesus, that's sick! That's absolutely sick. Ah, yes. You're kind of trying to get into the flow of things here?
I am. I'm looking at... I just wish the screen was bigger and it didn't have gay men all over it. And
it doesn't.
That's your
Batman.
Background. Yeah. Guy hangs around with a little boy and they both wear tights. You do the math.
That's a sociology experiment
A sociology experiment. You're funny.
It's not math.
It's justification.
Math would be, how do you shove two dicks in your mouth and one in your ass and only be two guys?
Oh, dude, your wife's got the photo. I can show you.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
We really have to do something other than... I got an idea. Let's not rip on each other. Let's rip on Ballsack. Where is... Oh, that's right.
He quit.
He's gone. He's,
yeah, he quit.
Well, you know, I've known Claude for, 2 years now, actually, since I started in, and I have to say this is absolutely perfectly right up his alley. This is something that he's, you know... I mean, who didn't call it? Other than you. I mean, you got sucker punched.
Oh, I got sucker punched. I got really let down by this because we were doing this for, I want to say, I if you go to the site, actually, in the Blender for Brains, my little, where I want to just type when I actually get a little hair up my ass to type. I actually went down some of the, I was actually thinking about the history of everything I was trying to do with, with Spankwagon.
Uh-huh.
And one of the problems that I had, I had no... See, I always build the site as having no direction. It was the Seinfeld of sites. My English is very, very fitty. I can't speak English.
Verbal dyslexia. It's
Jesus.
A very troubling thing. Trench was the only child at Halloween that said trick or trout. Uh-oh. It's the boy from down the street. Better give him some fish.
I like that.
Dude, I don't think it was that funny, though. That's you're cranking up, man.
No, see, that shit was funny.
All right, I'll have to put that down.
Shit to remember. Trick or trout.
Trick or trout, don't take it in the ass. Don't quit on the message board.
Yes.
All right. I'm sorry. Dude, what? I mean, the guy posts on the message board. I mean, he didn't email you. He didn't talk to you. He didn't call you. He just decides, I'm out of here. I mean, was it... What, were you not giving him the good stuff?
I don't know what it was. I think he was looking for money or something. I can't say that.
If you're looking for money, the internet is not the place for it.
Never has been, but don't tell anybody important that. I mean, look at all these firms that are going absolutely asininely bankrupt because of this shit.
You know what, though? What scares me about that is those guys are going to go bankrupt and all the people that are working for them are all of a sudden going to be looking for the same jobs that I'm looking for.
Exactly.
So, and I don't know if I can compete with some dude with a master's in something or other, flipping burgers.
Well, you know. It's a flipping burger economy, and I don't think anybody ever realizes that, yes, it's too much of a service economy. There's not that much industry. Not enough industry.
I'm telling you, we just need to come up with a niche for, I mean...
Something everyone needs, much like the internet.
Dude, it could be like an anal hair remover.
God, again with you in the ass.
Dude, what's wrong with the ass?
Are you really sticking with this theme tonight?
The best place to have sex, in the butt.
And you know this from experience?
Have you ever had anal sex?
No.
I meant on the pitching side.
Wow.
There is nothing wrong with butt love. The only thing required for butt love is plenty of lubrication.
Yikes. Yikes.
I'm telling
wow,
you.
Wow, I walked right into that shit,
yeah,
didn't I?
Yeah, you sure did.
Hey, Reverend Hammer points out that it could be worse. You could be, you know, pushing carts for a living. Because that's what he does.
Oh, that's right.
He's a cart
pusher. He's a Wally World jockey.
Yes, he wears the blue tunic. He is a blue tunic master. He is so proud. He puts that thing... He irons his tunic.
Does he?
Yes.
That is so wonderful. Does he iron his underwear as well?
I don't know. Puts a crease down it, you mean?
Yeah. I have to have a crease on the back of my underwear.
What?
But,
why?
You know, keeps the semen in, but...
Crease, semen.
Yeah.
Jesus, you know?
I would just like to go on record saying I do not take it in the pipe. If I give it in the pipe, it's of a female variety, and that's about it, you know?
Yeah, well.
I personally think Britney Spears' career is going at a point where in 10 years she'll be doing an anal gangbang, and the highlight reel will be her catching it in the face from Christopher Walken and Johnny Depp.
Christopher Walken.
And Johnny Depp
giving
Britney
a facial
Spears
to Christopher.
Bukkake facial at that.
Oh.
And Christina Aguilera is going to be there to lick it off.
Wait,
I'm telling you, that's going to be
not Christina,
it.
But not just Christina, but I thought it was the other bitch.
You're going to have to be a little more specific.
You know,
my ex-wife.
The one that hawks Pepsi.
That's Britney, dude.
Oh, see?
Oh, my God.
Put her in a little schoolgirl outfit and glasses, and there you go. You
yeah,
got videos.
I'm
videos
you,
that are selling.
I watched that Hit Me Baby One More Time video like a thousand times.
It's a softcore porno.
Yeah, I watched it on mute, though. That's the only way to really watch it.
Oh, yeah. You don't want to hear her saying.
I personally think there is something. I'd love to hear her say, Daddy, spank me. I think that's about it, though.
I'm sure someone could put like enough words or letters together.
No, I actually want to hear this.
Her say, Daddy, spank me.
Daddy, spank me, Daddy, and that's it.
Well, why
that
not? We have a fucking Osborne kid covering Madonna songs.
You know what? Let me just say this right now. Fuck Ozzy.
What?
Fuck Ozzy.
That's
fuck
a
that
funny
stupid
fucking
show.
No, what's sad to watch is Anna Nicole Smith try to rip off and get her own ratings off that. Okay, she's stupid. You know, I think your guy said
that's
it the best.
Sad.
Your favorite comedian, Rogan.
Joe Rogan. Ah. Oh.
You know, he said it better. You know, the whole it's time for a rim job.
Oh yeah. It's time.
Yeah. That's funny.
Yeah. But yeah, I don't know. I think exploiting Ozzy and all of his anal rectum goodness is really just not a good idea.
Just read up here. Uh-huh. He wears an orange vest. And a helmet.
Rev, I apologize.
Yeah.
He's
always looking like he's trying to gnaw his sleeve.
What was that a segue? Oh, I don't know.
Oh, no, we got news articles for a little later.
News.
Probably after the first break. I don't know, dude. I've been talking to Smack for about a week now. And going, hey, we need to do a show. We need to do this. And he's like, okay. And he goes, I got great stuff planned. And I said, okay, bring it to me. So what does he do? He plops down 12 different news articles.
Yeah.
So this week, I didn't have to write my own fucking news, except for one really good one. And another
yeah,
one
really
that was
good
sort
one.
Of okay.
Yeah.
But yeah. This is what I love most about Iowa. Of all things, this is going to be a good one about Iowa. So I think we're going to cut to a break. No.
Okay, you want to go to a break?
I think we're going to go ahead and cut to a break for a little bit, play some Tune-age.
What do you have on tap?
I don't know. There? Fuck if I know. I never plan the tunes. I
just
click
it?
And play them. Yeah.
You got to play that one song, dude.
Which
I'm
one?
Telling you. The one on the CD that I brought you. You got to set that
Maybe
up
we'll get
time.
That a little later.
Okay.
Okay. So, ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Spank Wagon Radio, only at spankwagon.vftp.net. Which, of course, is Bork. So please be patient when you do download this song, or when you do download this. Because right now he's having serious lag.
Oh, man.
I mean, you want to talk about pipe. No bandwidth out of that pipe. But anyhow, Spank Wagon Radio.
baby.
Hey!
I says to the guy, wrecked him, damn near killed him.
Oh, man. Did I walk into that one?
Oh, shit. Man. Oh, it's like the fifth grade all over again, wasn't it?
Sometimes. It's like the circle game.
Let's not get going on.
Yeah, let's talk about the circle game. This seems to be one of your favorite things.
Can we talk about my vanilla Coke instead?
No. Okay, we'll get to your little vanilla ass Coke in a little bit. The circle game. Okay, for those of you guys who remember,
some people know and
some people do, some people don't. The circle game, where you take your hand and you hold it up like this, where you, it's like in the okay.
Yeah.
Or international sign language asshole. I don't know if you're geek enough to know this. Right.
Exactly.
You hold it out, circle out, fingers back. Below the waist, or as we play, below the chin.
Below the chin.
If someone looks at it, you get to punch him in the arm.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, was it last week we were going out, and you circled me pretty hard, and you punched
me
as hard as
you could.
Man,
I got a running start on that one, too.
And then I got you, and then I punched you hard, but you moved, punched your arm, your chest.
Okay. For the record, I didn't move.
You moved.
Your hand shifted across my bony ass shoulder and slipped up and hit me in the
wrist. Bony ass shoulder. As long as you know where the blind.
We've got some pretty inventive circles too. I mean, like I've gotten you by throwing the circle. I'll lift up my shirt. Mark, dude, I got this huge bruise. I'll lift up my shirt, and sure enough, man, got it down there. Yeah. Don't worry, you're in safe zone.
I'm like,
and sure enough, I'll drop it. It's like, ah, wham. Now,
so yeah, circle game is definitely something that we play far too often. And we'll be at work, and people give us the strangest looks, because I'll walk by Chris, I go, hey, Chris, I need help with this. And
bam!
I'll throw out the circle. He's like, ah. He rolls his eyes. Pow.
Now, I got to tell you, the greatest circle get I've ever seen, though, was our former supervisor, Colonel Sanders, when he threw a picture of the circle, someone doing the circle.
Oh, up on our web tools.
On the top of the web tools. Yep. That was great. Got everybody in the department.
Everyone in the department who knew what was going on.
The shoes are coming off. I'm telling you.
Are we going to die?
No.
Okay.
These are actually going to drop these.
How do you like that vanilla Coke?
Dude, I'm telling you, it's the nectar of the friggin' gods, man. Why? Okay, check it out. It's Coke, and they add vanilla.
I don't know. I'm a Pepsi guy. I love my Pepsi.
Yeah, ass cola.
It is not. Pepsi
Dude,
is...
Pepsi?
Pepsi's better.
Pepsi equal ass.
Right.
Pepsi equal ass.
Why do you figure? Why do you come to this opinion?
Why? Okay, let's see. First off, it's foul. Second off, who's their spokesperson?
Britney Spears right now.
And how's she going to finish her career off? Anal gangbang, blast in the face.
But you just said that was Christina Aguilera.
No. Christina Aguilera's going to lick it off.
Oh.
At least she's going to retain some sort of dignity of the whole situation. She's not going to be the one getting fucked in the ass by, you know, like Christopher Walken and... You know, Johnny Depp.
Interesting.
It's funny. Dude, vanilla Coke is pure goodness, I think, for the fact that it's got more sugar than regular Coke. Mm. So, usually in the morning where I have to start off with one or two Cokes, you know, one or two. Look, dude, I sleep in a huge bed by myself. I don't sleep very well. When I finally get to sleep, yeah, you know, let me tell you the two things that keep me up at night. Number one, the fact that, you know, I'm alone. Number two, my 60-pound dog hurling herself as hard as she can at the fence that's attached to the house right at my bedroom wall. So I hear, "Oh, all night long. That's all I get. All friggin' night, dude. And you know what? The big one facilitates the little one. Nomad gets out. No one seems to understand how until I saw it happen. When Sheba hits that wall, the boards in front of the gate move for just a second. Nomad's waiting. As soon as she hits that, he launches himself into the air and climbs through the fence.
Nice.
Dude, he's a smart little shit.
Nice. He's
fucking Houdini dog.
Houdini dog.
I'm telling you.
Keeps a little
tease. He's great, man. I love that little dog.
That's great. I can just imagine, too, because you got a big fucking dog. I've played, like, catch with your dog.
Yep.
And it's a deflated basketball.
And she just catches it. This dog's
like, shit.
American Bulldog. She's got to be about 60.
River
now.
Hammer just made a good point. Vanilla Coke. Meh. Pepsi Blue. Meh. Dr. Pepper Red Fusion. I have not had that.
I've heard of it. I have not seen it yet. I have seen the new one, Big Green by Sobe. I have not seen
that. Yeah, I've seen that one.
You know, Diet Vanilla Coke will be coming out by the end of the year. Yeah, you can look at it all you want, but I'm thinking you need to get a little in there, you know?
Oh,
I mean, I'm not
man.
Trying to say you're a little chubby fuck or anything, but I mean...
But you're saying I'm a chubby
fuck. You're a chubby fuck.
Well, Fat Man here does the radio broadcast. And he's happy.
And somehow he needed the skinny kid to come and help.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Oh, look at that. See, geez. I think the only reason you got me in here is because you were sick and tired of having two fat bodies in here because you guys were sucking all the oxygen out of the house.
Ouch.
Speaking of fat bodies, I got to ask, the guys in the room, and how many people are in there?
There's only three right now.
Only three.
Two. I'm the third. I guess I could type and act like I'm answering.
No, for people out there listening, I got to know something, man. Balls was, I mean, I've listened to some of this stuff, and he was funny, but he kind of up and left. I mean, he didn't just up and leave the show. He up and left these guys out there. He up and left the fans. He up and left the guys that have, you know, put up with his stupid humor. I'm sorry, I wasn't a huge fan. I didn't find him to be that funny. I mean, the guy's name is Claude Balls. I mean,
oh, come on, that was actually good. Balls.
Yeah, like, oh, he said balls. Oh,
no. See, it was great. We would go to restaurants, like, you know, restaurants that had like where you put your name on the, get your name put on the receipt.
Uh-huh.
He would sit at Claude Balls. Everybody would
do
a double
take. It's like on the forum when someone says, ooh, hot cock photo, and you've got the photo of that rancher standing next to the giant rooster. I mean, come on. Balls was funny in the fifth grade.
Well, hey, I'll sit and defend him to some point, but you're right. I mean, he did up
and left. He up and left. He up and left the fans. He up and left the listeners.
And he left me last week floundering on my own. So,
as opposed to floundering with him here.
A little harder to swallow when you're doing it on your own. No one else to blame.
It shouldn't be. I can imagine it being harder to swallow, I mean, because then you got to do yoga. But,
Yeesh. Yeah, it's in the archives, Reverend Hammer pointed out. Actually, he came over, like, the night before, Wednesday night, the night before the show last week, and got it on tape. I couldn't believe he was willing to, but I think he just kind of felt that's his way of going off. But, yeah, we recorded on the tape. So,
isn't there some, like, cut scene, too, with him going down on your cat?
No.
You sure?
No, like, he liked my cat. Didn't sodomize my cat. You just don't like cats.
I don't like cats, and if Tit, if you're out there listening, I got bad news, bro. It seems I may be allergic. I was over at a friend of mine's house tonight, and man, my eyes were puffy and swollen, and my nose
He's still that way because of mine.
Yeah, I'm not that bad, as long as I don't play with the cat. But the problem is there's not cat hair everywhere, because, you know, this place is actually, you know, clean, which is an amazing thing to me. I just have this feeling that in this house it's not going to be clean all the time, and none of us are going to vacuum. I do have to burp.
Here we go. He's going to vandalize.
Oh, wait, no. No, it's going back down. I take that back.
See, you know what? I had a vanilla Coke last night because I put those in the bottle machines at work.
Do you know how long I had to bug them for that? I literally had to... I bugged the vending machine guy. I bugged the facilities chick. I got on everybody's goddamn case because I wanted vanilla Coke. And you know what? I got it. Thank you very fucking much. That was a little pussy burp.
You little wuss.
I would just like to apologize for that burp. That was nowhere up to par, and I feel like I should take it in the pipe simply for that.
Again with the pipe. All right, folks. Hey, we got some news. We got some great news.
And yeah, we do.
Why don't we just do...
No, don't take the ones off the top, because if you give me the ones off the top, it's going to cause a half-hour-long rant.
All right.
You know what? Give me the one off the top. Give me Bud. Give me Bud.
Bud?
Give me Bud. Where's he at?
Bud Selig?
Bud fucking Selig.
Oh, God. We're going on a baseball rant?
Yeah, we're going on a baseball rant. All I am a loyal Dodgers fan. Okay.
Yes, you are.
And I got my
Dodgers
shirt.
You always wear the
Dodgers
shirt.
I've always got the shirts.
We've gone to the AAA games here.
I've been to the games in LA. I mean, let me just say this. Bud Selig is single-handedly managing to fucking kill baseball. Now, I'm looking at this, and I'm going through ESPN today, and I come across this. Officials have said now that only one team is going to make any money in all of 2002.
What team is that?
They don't say what team, but I mean, come on, think about it. What team has...
Yankees.
Of course. They've got the largest city. They've got the biggest salary. They've got their own friggin' cable contract, and no one else has that.
Oh, wait. And they have a dragster.
And I'm telling you. So, okay. Baseball updated operating net loss projections for its 30 teams are even more drastic than the $220 million figure estimated to owners in January 16th owners meeting. As of June, given where payrolls ended up and attendance being down, more than 5% net operating losses will be over $450 million. Now, this kind of leads right into the next story. We got baseball being said that it's operating at a loss. Then I roll across this. Conspiracy theory. Doubleday claims Selig tries to depress team value. For those of you that don't know, there are two owners.
Who's Bud Selig, by
Bud Selig is Major League Baseball's commissioner. He calls the show. He's the guy that decided the All-Star game should end in a tie. By the way, fuck you, Bud. Fuck you and your stupid ass. It's a goddamn All-Star game. You gotta have a fucking score. It's not hopscotch. It's not soccer. Games don't end in a fucking tie. There is a winner and there is a loser. And that is all there is to it. You do not end the All-Star game in a fucking tie. And let me throw this out, too. Bob Brindley, you stupid son of a bitch. What the hell are you thinking? You have got the greatest closer in all of baseball on your team, Eric Gagne. The guy is amazing. This guy went from being Jim Rome's charter member of the piece of crap club, genuine trade bait at the beginning of the year. Now, the guy is gold. He can do anything. Bob, you're manager of the friggin' Arizona Diamondbacks. We're bringing you to the All-Star game, buddy. It's all you. All right, good. Are you going to bring some of the best players in the game? No, I think I'll bring six of my own guys. Six players from his own team, including Byung-Young Kim. Maybe you remember him. He's the guy who gave up two home runs in the World Series last year and almost cost Arizona. Okay, Bob, we understand you wanted to bring a lot of your own guys. It's the fourth inning. Who do you want to put in to pitch? Let's see. I've got some good pitchers. I've got some good... I know. We'll put in the guy who's not used to pitching to batters that are still fresh. We'll put in Eric Gagne, and he'll get fucking homered off in a goddamn fourth inning. Bob Brindley, let me give you a little piece of advice. Suck my dick. You are killing baseball for the southwest portion of the United States. Your stupid bought team. I'm telling you what. Your fucking house. Your stadium looks like it's a goddamn tin barn. Who the fuck puts a goddamn pool and a jacuzzi out at the warning track? We got a pool, we got a jacuzzi, we got a baseball game. All right. Oh, by the way, there's no drinking, no smoking, and no skinny dipping out there. Fuck you, Bob. Fuck you and your stupid ass. Anyway.
Take a deep breath, man.
I'm sorry. You should have heard me the night of the All-Star game. I was frothing.
I was livid just for the fact you don't end a game like that in time. Hockey, it's cool because it makes sense.
It can. It can make sense.
But not the All-Star
in
game.
In soccer, it can make sense. Soccer's not genuinely a sport, but it makes
Hockey
sense.
Is.
Yeah, let me just say, when the Americans lost the World Series, there were literally dozens of fans that were devastated. Or not the World Series, the World Cup. Yeah, there were dozens of fans that were devastated. Anyway, getting back to the whole baseball thing, Doubleday is one of the owners of the Mets, and he's claiming that Selig...
Ferguson, you just saw that.
Yeah, I saw that. He's claiming that Selig depressed the team value because the deal was when one owner wanted out, the other owner would buy his share of the team for whatever an auditor declared the team was at. Take a guess at who Bud Selig brought in to do the audit of not only the Mets, but most of Major League Baseball.
Arthur Anderson?
Exactly. The company that killed Enron. The company that destroyed WorldCom. The company that killed people's futures across this entire country. Arthur Anderson did the audit for these guys. I mean, and now we have a little bit of an issue going.
Yeah.
Did we depress the value of... I mean, who would think Arthur Anderson cooking the books?
And well, no one would have thought until the whole Enron thing went down last year. Well, the only good thing that actually came out of the whole Enron deal, was just the fact that, hey, those chicks got to pose in Playboy, and they were pretty damn good looking.
I didn't get to see that. Now, I'm looking at this also, and I'm reading through this suit, and guess what else I found out? Bud Selig, last month, 14 limited partners of the Montreal Expo sued Selig under federal racketeering laws, claiming he conspired to dilute their investments. Baseball is not operating at a loss. There it is. That's a little better. Baseball is not operating at a loss. Baseball is operating at a bonus.
No. Baseball, I think, is operating at a loss because of the fact of everything that went down with the whole players' contract 94. Pure and simple. When they did that, when those players and those, you know, everyone involved said, oh, we want more money or we walk, we can't give you more money. Okay, I'm sorry. Baseball, to me, it's a good sport, but it's getting to be a little rich bitch club. I am sorry to say this, but sometimes I enjoy going seeing our AAA stuff a lot more just for the pure fact that, you know what, these guys are trying. They're not getting paid millions of dollars to play.
Okay, yes, these guys are getting paid millions of dollars to play a game. But look at it like this. There are really only three major issues in this year's contract negotiations. By the way, you can blame all of these issues on Bud Selig. There's drug testing, which now, as of last night, we have a correction for. They are going to do drug testing next year. If more than 5% of the players show that they are on steroids, then guess what? Random testing for the next 2 years. Luxury taxes, and revenue sharing. I think revenue sharing is a good idea, especially when you've got teams like the Yankees. If you do some revenue sharing, not only between the owners and the players, but the owners in general in the parks, that's going to allow, you know, fields to be renovated. Then San Diego's, they're going to get their new stadium next year. Mm-hmm. You know what, maybe they can do some work out in Kansas City. Maybe get the Royal Stadium up to where it needs to be. You've seen L.A. You've seen what the stadium there looks like. Yeah. It needs a little work. I mean, that concession stand area alone on the second level, I mean, it's kind of nasty. You can smell the bathrooms. They still got the long trough urinal in there. Mm. I mean, if these teams start sharing money a little bit better within themselves, number one, we're not going to lose anyone. Right. We're not going to lose the Expos. We're not going to lose the Twins. We're not going to lose any teams to contraction. I think right now, they're still talking about contracting the friggin' Twins. They're leading their division, and you're talking about cutting them up next year? Bud, please, do us a favor. Kill yourself. Gargle with broken glass. Make my day a lot better. I cannot stand Bud Selig. He has destroyed baseball, and I think Bud Selig and Barry Bonds have actually killed baseball.
What? Wait. How did Barry Bonds kill baseball?
Let me tell you how Barry Bonds killed baseball.
Since we're on a baseball rant,
we'll go ahead and continue on this one. Barry Bonds, individual achievement is now being displayed more and being more prominent than team achievement. Yeah, Barry Bonds hit he got the record last year. How many home runs did he win in the World Series? Oh, that's right, none, because his team got swept in the first round of the playoffs.
Right.
Because he is an asshole to the rest of his team and they don't drive around him. You've got one good player in a team and the rest sucks. Same thing happens with Sosa and the Cubs. You've basically got
Sosa's
talking about leaving. I'm telling you, when they start doing drug testing, it's good to know that Sammy Sosa and Barry Bonds will both be involved in baseball. Still selling hot dogs. That's about the only job they're going to get.
Yeesh. See, now that shit's hard.
Barry Bonds represents everything that is wrong with the game right now.
Mm-hmm.
You take a look at Barry Bonds. Look at the Giants. Everything is surrounding around them and Jeff Kent.
Right.
Him and Jeff Kent. And honestly, it's a stupid maneuver. Next year, mm-hmm. Bonds is probably going to be Bonds' last year.
Yeah.
Especially
well,
if they
supposed
start
to be his last year.
Yeah. Bonds is the center of that team, but he doesn't lead them. Now take a look at the Dodgers. Let me use my own boys as an example here. You take a look at, you've got Sean Green. This is a guy who's proved himself year in and year out. He's finally starting to come into himself with 28 home runs this year. Look at Paul LaDuca. This guy is nails. This guy is hardcore. He spent 9 years in the minor leagues playing in Albuquerque, just waiting to get his call up. What did they do as soon as they brought him up? By the way, we also want you to be our representative in the players' union. Paul LaDuca is an awesome individual. Then you've got guys like Kevin Brown. You've got Adrian Beltre, Brian Jordan, Eric Gagne, Giovanni Carrera. These guys are hardcore players, but they've been there. And this is a team that knows who to rally around. I think Paul and Sean lead the team, and everybody follows them. They are teamwork in and out. This is the Dodgers' year. You look at this. The last time they were above 500 was in 84 when they went to the series. Mm-hmm. And this year they're above 500, and now the West Coast battle is where baseball is at this year. Everybody on the East Coast is blowing out. Atlanta's 17.5 games into first place. Take a look at the Mariners and the Angels. Those are two teams that are fighting tooth and nail.
Right.
Where the hell did the Angels come from to sneak into first place? Then you take a look at our division. I mean, you've got Arizona that are playing like nothing else. That is a team, man. I'm telling you, Randy Johnson, that is a force to be reckoned with as far as pitching goes. And Curt Schilling, oh! Then you've got the Giants. Yes, they're starting to mesh, but I don't think they're going to take it. Then you take a look and you got L.A. These guys are awesome, and this is what baseball should be, where you've got a team meshing, and you don't just have one player representing what's going on.
It's very true. It's very true.
Are the guys getting sick of baseball?
I think they are.
Sorry, guys. Baseball is...
It's his love.
And
he helped me kind of refine it, too, just because, I mean, after we went to just a local game, I actually fell back in love with the local games.
The Area 51s, and they've
number
just,
one in the series?
Yep, number one in the league, and they just... L.A., we're actually L.A.'s farm team now, and they just demoted Moda down here because they brought in a new pitcher from I think they got him from Montreal, but they brought him down, and I think Moda's going to be a good addition to the team, and next year I'm looking forward to see Chen move up into the big game.
So names and faces that we already recognize.
Exactly.
It's going to be nice to see him actually
play
up. Let's move off of this.
Let's move off of baseball.
Take a deep breath.
Let me just get one more fuck you, Bud Selig, in there. Just one more, and yeah, all right, we're done.
Okay. You know what? This is going to be a very appropriate follow-up. Very, very.
Is this okay?
Now this is this is taken off of my local home paper, Waterloo Courier, and I actually laughed my fucking ass off at this because when I saw this,
no, dude, you still got quite a bit there.
Ha ha ha! Now you guys don't understand. He's bending over to stare at my ass.
I don't have to bend over. It's leaking out of the edges of the chair.
Shithead. All right, folks. This works for him, too. Stopped for speeding. Man charged with 52 pounds of meth.
52 pounds of meth!
I'm
telling you, he was on his way to the Motley Crue reunion tour. It's the only possible explanation.
52 fucking pounds. Okay, now this is the best part. He pulls him over for speeding. This dude, of course, guess where he's from? Where all the fucking fruits and nuts are from. California. Guy here, Sumitro Alvarez, 41, Santa Ana, California. Basically, he got pulled over for speeding. Cop says, hey, mind if I check your car out here? And he goes, yeah, sure.
Go ahead.
Go for it.
Go right ahead.
Cop checks, says something suspicious. Pulls open more panels, unscrews some stuff. Sure enough, 52 fucking pounds of meth. Now let's think about what the fuck meth is. I'm in Iowa, and they had a rash of people siphoning. Think about this. With garden hoses. Out of storage tanks. Siphoning pure ammonia.
Wait. Are you telling me that an Iowa cop had the intuition and the knowledge? I mean, everyone I've met from Iowa so far looks like they could barely tie their own shoes, and you're telling me that this cop on his own, yeah, I'm looking down, you're not wearing the Velcro shoes tonight. This guy had the intuition on his own to start pulling the panels off this car on the road.
He had the intuition to start pulling the fucking panels off on the road.
You're kidding me, right?
No, I'm not bullshitting him.
All right, go ahead. Continue with the story.
Okay, so now
the
he's
bullshit
pulling the
meter starts.
Then he goes, this is just too spit. Gets a dog, calls in for K-9. K-9, positive drugs are in the car.
So what? The breakaway panels wasn't enough clue.
No, the breakaway panels weren't. They also had hidden panels. Like you undo the carpeting, and there's two screws. And a hinged piece of steel that's molded. You unscrew them, you open up the hinge, and you pull your hands in the rocker panels and pull out fucking drugs.
So the Iowa PD, who are pretty much the Midwestern equivalent of Clouseau, managed to think, well, let's pull up the carpet and take a look what's inside?
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
What? They caught him, right? Obviously they did it. Now, this motherfucker, 52 fucking pounds. But my thing is, why did he say, sure, search my car? That, he's on something right there. Search my car.
Dude.
I'm not hiding anything.
I'm going to call it a hunch that he's got 52 pounds of meth in the car. He probably had a little bit before the road trip started.
Yeah. It explains the speeding. Explains the speeding. So.
I'm sure the cop had to videotape the guy and play it back in slow motion to figure out what the hell he was saying.
Yeah, who knows. So. Yeah, that's a good one. And this is in Iowa, of all fucking places. Another
Iowa.
Thing. Like I said, the ammonia. You ever smell like Windex?
I really try not to sniff chemicals around the house.
Okay, well, when you're cleaning and you get that... Jesus! You're cleaning and you get that whiff. Knocks you on your ass. And you're wiping your mirrors down, or in your case, ceiling. You get that whiff, and it really knocks you on your ass.
You leave my mirrored ceilings alone. They're great.
Or your multicolored walls.
Exactly.
That's the best.
Dude, I'm telling you, it's a pimp pad.
Hey,
I'm going to have a...
By the way, I want to let you know, when you do move in your new house... If it was in Florida, you can't be ghetto.
Now, what kind of ghetto are we talking here?
We're talking your fucking couch with two missing cushions and the one cushion that's ripped out sitting in the yard. Front yard as your most comfortable lawn furniture.
Okay, wait.
We're talking furniture. Your lawn furniture.
Look, sometimes I just like to kick it out in the front yard. The boys come by with a cooler full of Schlitz malt liquor. And we just kind of hang out. I mean, what kind of a party is it if you don't have any Schlitz malt liquor?
But while you're drinking your Schlitz malt liquor, you're eating your watermelon, you're going at it, but you can't do it on your couch in your front yard.
That's right, kids. They have applied a new law in Florida. Well, it's not a law
yet.
Hey,
this is a Reverend Hammer state, too. This is Reverend Hammer's fucking state.
This Florida?
Florida.
Wait, let me see if I got this right. A state of people who can't figure out how to punch a fucking ballot have to pass a law saying you can't have your couch in your front yard.
Exactly.
Let's do the math, people.
I'm telling you, a couple of well-placed
nuclear weapons, and that's now
okay,
an island.
Fort Pierce. I have no fucking clue where Fort Pierce is, so fuck that. A 3-2 city commission vote Monday night tentatively passed a proposal that prohibits indoor furniture from being used outdoors.
Now, wait, are they going to pass the reverse? Because, I know a couple of guys that have got nothing but fiberglass lawn furniture for a living room.
Hey, it's like me with folding chairs for my dining room table.
There's nothing wrong with folding chairs.
I'm both.
It's when they don't move. You know the ones I'm talking about.
You're driving, Reverend, back me up on this one, because you know what I'm talking about. In the garden section at Wally World, you got those big white chairs with the wraparound,
the plastic wraparound chairs
that don't move, and if you sit in and if you shift your ass in any direction, that leg buckles and you're on your face in the concrete.
You know where I remember seeing that last experience of those chairs? UWF Pro Wrestling here in town. They got those chairs
and
a bunch of us were sitting down.
Now, this Tubby Fuck almost winds up on his ass.
I got one better. You missed this. The Iron Sheik.
Oh, no.
The Iron Sheik was in town, and he was doing his shtick in the ring, okay? Old, bow-legged, fatter than fucking fat, right? Iron Sheik does his thing. Sits down in one of these chairs when he's done. Bites it. Iron Sheik. Swam.
Goes out of hip. I'm telling you.
So what do? The only steel chair they have, someone used on their head 10 minutes earlier. So, of course, he got this big old bent-ass steel chair. Here you go. Sit down here.
Here you go, sir.
Five people had to help him up. He couldn't even help his own ass up.
You can't just sit there and disrespect the Iron Sheik like that.
I'm disrespecting, but okay, we'll get back to the Sheik here in a second there, Birching.
I mean, come on, the guy was caught in a limo doing coke with Hacksaw Jim Duggan. The guy is a classic.
True.
Sorry, anyway, back to the new Florida.
Very true. By the way, inside between him and I, between Smack and me, remember the kid named Eclipse?
Yeah.
Guess what his name is?
What?
Hello! Guess who his dad is?
Oh, you're kidding me, right?
Not a bit.
Oh, man.
Funnier than hell. Anyhow, so, basically, now this chick, one of the commissioners says, the reason the whole thing came up because she lived next door to someone whose outdoor couch set off a stench. And this is what's best. This is Florida, but you never know it's Florida. It's in the South, yes, I'll give it that, but it's a fucking retirement state. That means everybody's old, retired, decrepit, and whatnot. Okay, here's the best thing. Commissioner R. Duke Nelson, who opposed the measure with Commissioner Rufus Alexander.
Oh, okay, dude, that's it.
Duke and Rufus.
We've got to get an interview with Duke and Rufus.
You know what? I know someone that's going down there. Maybe we can get Kilroy to do something. I'll have to pester him.
Someone's got to go down there
talk
and get
to
an,
Duke
inter- get an interview with Duke and Rufus about this new law and why they oppose it. That is classic.
It's because their couches weren't good enough.
Oh, man.
Duke and Rufus.
Well, I got one for you.
All right.
I found this one.
You know what? Hammer's right. We have a governor. The governor's name is Jeb. Jebediah.
You leave the Bushes out of this, man. Those Bush sisters are great.
Drunk, in jail, slutty as all hell.
That is a true American right there. There are very few people that actually represent this country, and I think the Bush sisters and Tonya Harding do it. Tonya Harding is a true Olympic champion. Is she some hoity-toity bitch with a stick up her ass? No. She's some fat, nasty, admitted alcoholic, drives a pickup truck. Shit, that's what a real American is! Ask the French! God, I hate the French. Alright, hey, okay, before we go off on the Tonya Harding rant, I should have brought that with me. I don't know if you saw that the other day, but Tonya Harding went to court, and she basically admitted that she has an alcohol problem. Mm. Tonya Harding has an alcohol problem. Can you
what
believe
a shock.
This? On a side note, Daryl Strawberry has a drug problem.
What?
I know!
No way.
Wait, it gets even better. O.J. Simpson has a domestic abuse problem.
No.
Exactly. And Claude Bowles has a problem. Well, I don't want to mention anal leakage because I'm really trying to stay off the ass thing. But
hey, I'll say this. No. You want to know what Claude Bowles has a problem with? Getting a date. Pure and simple. Well, let's go there.
Oh, come on now. Fat guys need loving, too.
Well, yeah. He pays for it. I know his mom tries to get money to head down to Pahrump.
It could be worse. He could be like a goat boy.
Goat boy? Oh, Enrique.
Yes. Yeah, okay. On to this story. I found this, and I just... Police bust 13-year-old hustler rustler.
What?
Yes. Apparently, a 13-year-old boy walked into a Pepper's newsstand in Martinburg last Tuesday morning, apparently desperate to get his hands on some pornography. Apparently, this kid never heard of the internet. And this comes from Chicago, so I think it's out of Illinois there. He was standing at the counter looking at the porno magazine.
Magazines,
said Officer Chuck Kittle, when store manager Elise Masters asked if she could help him out.
Right.
Now, when I look at the porn magazines in the 7-Eleven, I mean, I'm fine, and I walk away. What does this kid do?
He's staring.
No, yeah, but what does he do when they ask him if he needs help?
I don't know.
Does he look away? Does he say, no, I need the gum, no, give me the latest issue of Mad Magazine? No. He pulls out a 25 caliber
pistol, points it at her. Yeah, he pulls out a gun, points it at her, and he said, "I want one of those," and pointed to the top shelf containing the adult publications.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah, seriously, this kid held up the newsstand to get himself a porno mag. I wonder if he's even old enough to get an erection. Well, at 13 years old, he's probably pretty
old enough to
get
an erection for 13.
So she hands it to him, and he takes off, and the cops got him after about two blocks. And
not a big runner, is
he? Not a real big runner. Now, here's real funny. It took him two blocks to catch him, but the police station is right next door. He also faces charges of providing false information because police say he initially gave them a yellow squirt gun when they asked him for the weapon he had used in the incident. I mean, that is some classic shit
That's great.
Let me do another one, because I got some fun ones here. We got any necks out there in the hood? We got any rednecks out there?
I'm sure we do. I think that most of the people that chat in my message boards are all CBers.
Okay, well,
so our necks are a little bit on the tan or reddish side.
Well, next, I got a little something for you. Now, I'm sure all of you love your Dodge Dually diesel pickups or, you know, your fucking beat up 73 Chevy with the coat hanger using to hold the exhaust pipe up in the end or something.
Hey, I've had to do that once.
Once? I've seen it. All right, anyway. You put your two single chromosomes back in check, all right? Anyway, that was rude of me. I apologize.
Moving on.
Moving on.
Dick.
For the high-level redneck, there's a company out of Butler, Pennsylvania. It's a company called Ebis Tech. And apparently their big thing is decking out and making custom SUVs for people.
Right.
Now, I've seen some really nice ones. I've watched that Monster Garage on the Discovery Channel. I'm a big fan of
that. Right.
You know, when you think customizing an SUV, you think, okay, maybe big rims, lower it down a little.
Or raise it up more.
Yeah. How about this? At the flip of a switch, out of the sunroof pops weaponry ranging from a 50 caliber M2 machine gun to an MK19 40mm grenade launcher.
No shit.
This company is outfitting soccer moms with fully automatic artillery. This guy, I love these guys. This is great. Ebis Tech, they have Tom Bruckner is the president there. He's opened the company 3 years ago with his brother John and Tom Letter. They provide security products ranging from bulletproof vests to communication systems, as well as security consulting almost exclusively to the Middle East. Well, now they've brought it here. The Ebis Tech Viper, Cobra, and Python defense systems, which are outfitted for factory-issue trucks such as the Chevy Suburban, the Lincoln Navigator, and larger Ford pickups, are marketed out of Geneva, Switzerland.
What?
Yeah, they're marketed out of Switzerland.
It's
but you can
Swedes.
Yeah, exactly, the Swiss. You gotta love it. But I do believe they are bringing it here. While the company's client list is confidential, Bruckner will say that about a dozen of vehicles are being used in four Middle Eastern countries. The Royal Guard of Saudi Arabia possesses three. Wonder who's got the other one.
Probably an abortion doctor.
Exactly. Now, an Ebis ride with all the trimmings, including options like armor plating that will stop a 7.62mm armor-piercing bullet, it's going to set you back a half mil.
Yeesh.
And that's without firepower, mind you. The company outfits the cars with defensive systems, including hidden laser-guided gun platforms, but the clients themselves must buy their own guns, which will be mounted upon delivery.
Yikes.
Gas mileage is another matter. Get this one. Ibis Tech vehicles can weigh as much as 11,000 pounds. Gas mileage can dip into the single digits. Now, again, that's not too far off
from
what some of
them. If you live in fucking Saudi Arabia where the gas is there.
Well, I mean, look at some of your neck buddies. What are you getting, like 0 to 60 in 10.2 gallons? I mean, come on.
Hey, we actually had that on a window sticker in my friend's truck. 0 to 60 in 5 gallons.
But these guys are outfitting these. Can you just see the freeway? Soccer mom's getting a little agitated, stuck in traffic. Does she flip him the bird? No. Does she roll down the window and scream obscenities?
No.
She flips a switch and pops out, a grenade launcher and tosses a couple up into traffic, instantly clearing the way.
Nice.
A standard configuration called a 50 cal machine gun and several in several barrel lengths and a 40mm grenade launcher. You gotta love that. Now,
what do they do? They have customized makeup mirrors.
If they got all the guns,
they've got to have the customized makeup mirrors. But so that way, they could put all those four mirrors with all the lights. You know, the one with the circular lights
exactly.
That beam on their face
exactly.
And magnified to the point where a pimple or a pore looks like a pimple.
Exactly.
Get that down there, and then someone cuts them off. Because they're driving too slow, they're driving on the shoulder, or, you know, as we have it here, we have the little bumps instead of lines.
The Helen Keller School of Driving, yeah.
They just start blowing people away. Hey,
now,
We're going to go ahead and we're going to start cutting to a break.
Okay, fine.
So we need to cut to a break. And during this break, folks, we are going to be playing, oh yes, a great, great song. And then Don't Damn Me, Reverend Hammers, Don't Damn Me. And then we'll be back and we'll have a little more fun. So, folks, you are listening to Spank Wagon Radio, only found at spankwagon.vftp.net.
Here we go. I got a piece of shit car. The fucking pile of shit never gets me very fun. My car's a big piece of shit, cause these shocks are fucking shot. And my seatbelt's fucking broken, I got to tie it in a knot.
It's a piece of shit.
I can't see through the windshield, cause he's got a big fucking crack. And the interior smells real bad, cause my friend puked in the back.
It's a piece of shit. Piece of shit car.
Piece of shit car.
You got a piece of shit car.
It sucks royal dick.
That fucking pile of shit.
What are you missing?
Crack. Never gets in very far.
Oh, fuck you, car. It's got no CD player, it only got the 8-track. Whoever designed my car can lick my sweaty nutsack.
Take it by his ass too.
And I got no fucking brakes, I'm always way out of control. 11 times a day I hear, hey, watch it asshole.
You fucking piece of shit. Piece of shit car.
I got a piece of shit.
You got a piece of shit car.
Diesel gas sucks my ass.
That fucking pile of shit.
That pile of gas of shit. Oh, what the fuck did I do? What the fuck did I do? What the fuck did I do? To get stuck with you, you're too hot for drive through, and you smell like tissue. But I'm too broke to buy something new. Oh, fuck me. Well, the engine likes to flood. The car always fucking stalls. Yeah, my seat cushion's got a big rip, so a spring always pokes the balls.
Ouch, ouch, ouch.
Plus the door locks are busted, I got to use a fucking coat hanger.
What a pain in his ass.
And if a girlie sees my car, there's no chance I'll ever bang her.
He never ever gets a pussy.
Hey, shut up.
Piece of shit car.
You piece of shit car.
He got a piece of shit.
You piece of shit car.
Piece of shit car.
Both fucking tires.
No
rear view fucking mirror. Seven different colors. Fucking lag for a gas cap. Tail can make these sparks fly everywhere.
Piece of shit car.
To you cowards, then it's gonna be quick. Aight, all your men have been to jail before. Suck my dick, and all the muffled cats you run with. Get done with it, done quick.
Not too far from the sandy beaches of the Gulf of Mexico. This is Don't Damn Me, and I'm Urban Hammer. Good evening. Apparently, there was a day that just would have went completely unnoticed by me, except for the fact that my workplace had decided to pimp it like a cheap hooker. This day? National Kids Day. Now, I always thought Christmas was National Kids Day, especially if you go by the media marketing blitz that always starts to take place the day after Thanksgiving. But anyway, now, I kind of thought this problem might have, you know, started to abate by now, but apparently not, especially with all the stuff I've seen in the state of Florida, that people have a definite problem with worshiping children. If any of you have ever heard George Carlin's album, You're All Diseased, he talks about this at length. So, I totally believe that we are putting way too much attention on children. Like, one thing I see a lot of around here are, like, license plates are, like, you know, do it for the kids and all that. One, which really irks me, is when it says, invest in children. I have a better idea than that. How about we invest in humanity as a whole to make this planet a better place for, you know, just human beings and children to live, instead of expecting children to make it better? Because as far as my experience have been, children alone do not make this place better. And the thing I totally do not understand is, you know, there's all this focus on children, but yet when you reach, you know, the subject of people the age of 18 and above, and maybe hopefully somebody proved me wrong, but from my observation, all the stuff you hear about people older than 17 is negative. Where's all the positive stories? I mean, I really don't hear them all that often. But maybe it's because all these people are focusing on children. Like, children are the number one important thing to them. I find that very fucked up. Very much so. So I think we need to focus on everybody and giving everybody the same love. Not just children. And, I mean, I'm not the only one with this idea. Somebody else has had it too.
Hey, what does that mean? They reach a certain age, they're off your fucking love list? Fuck your children. If that's the way you feel, fuck you with them. You either love people in general from all ages, or you shut the fuck up.
And I must say, I'm in total agreement with that statement. Another big reason we need to stop all this child worshiping is because there's too many damn people on the planet anyway. And all these people who feel the need that bringing children onto the earth is going to make it better needs to be stopped. Seriously. We have, what, 6 billion people on the planet? In my opinion, that's about 4 billion people too many. I mean, dear God, maybe we should take, like, a cue from China or something. You know, get this under control. I mean, dear God, we've got people in Africa starving while yet Americans, or I should say American children, are suffering from obesity. Do you see a problem with this? Because I sure do. What really, really doesn't help is this idea that children are so beautiful is being pushed on people who absolutely should not be having kids in the first place, especially teenagers. I mean, I knew a girl who was pregnant 3 times before she turned 18. This is a very big problem, ladies and gentlemen. I honestly think Donna Shalala, if any of you remember that name, had the right idea when suggesting masturbation should be taught in sex education classes.
I'm in total agreement with that. Instead of passing out condoms and birth control pills, we'd be passing out issues of Playboy and dildos. Then maybe we can break this epidemic of teenage pregnancy. And the other thing I don't get is why people feel that they personally have to bear children and, you know, bring new people on the planet, taking up precious resources, when there are so many children here now, you know, that are in a terrible situation, you know, taken out of abusive homes and whatnot, and just probably feeling generally lost, but there's nobody there to, nobody willing to adopt them. I find that kind of fucked up. And not to mention a little selfish, really. I mean, if you're really in it for loving kids, then, you know, go to your adoption centers and, you know, get one of these kids out and make them feel love, for fuck's sake. I mean, if you want to do something really, you know, really good for your karma, that's what I suggest. As far as I'm concerned, I'm not having children at all. Not having one kid. Whatever significant other I get is going to have to deal with that idea, but I'm not having kids. And one thing really gets to me is when you tell people that you don't want to have kids, they try to convince you otherwise. This really makes me ill, okay? Okay, for instance, I had to watch the door at work. Well, have you ever seen, sometimes little kids will come in, and the door greeters will give them stickers or whatever. Well, apparently, one of the assistant managers saw me do that to some kids, you know, and I was being nice. I mean, it's part of the job. But one of my assistant managers saw me and goes, "You'd make a great father." I was like, "Bite your tongue, I don't want kids." And then she goes into this whole spiel, like, "Oh, that's what I said too, but I had my first one." And I run into this a lot. I've mentioned this before to other people. It's like, "Oh, that's what I thought too, but then I saw my baby girl," and shut the fuck up right now. You people do not speak for me. And you people trying to convince me that kids are wonderful and I should have one, you're not going to succeed. So, be quiet. See, this is number one reason why I do not want to bring kids on the planet. I find this world and its values to be very fucked up. And I think no child should have to grow up in a situation like this. I mean, when think about this for a moment. I mean, okay, there's going to be 50 years difference, but when my parents were in high school, what did they have to worry about? Possibly getting caught cheating on tests, chewing gum in class, little shit like that. What do kids in high school have to deal with now? Guns in school, sexually transmitted diseases, among other things. When you put all that in mind, why would you want to make a child suffer through that? I mean, seriously. I've met a lot of people, I should say a lot of, well, no, I'm going to take it back. I've seen a lot of people that will still want to bring a child in this world for their own selfish means, without considering what that kid might have to go through growing up. And for those people who still want to bring a kid into the world in spite of all that, I only have one thing to say. Fuck you, and fuck your little crotchling that you brought onto the planet, okay? Well, that's it for this evening. A more serious Don't Damn Me segment, I know, but it's an opinion I've held for a while, and I've never really been able to express it in such a medium, so I thought I'd take the opportunity. Any comments or questions? ReverendHammer@yahoo.com. See ya.
With all the margaritas we buy, we can afford a child, honey. And I'll go you one further. And this is the one, folks. This is the idea that has made me virtually an anonymous figure in America for the last 16 years. I have watched my crowds dwindle. I'm going nowhere and nowhere quick. If you have children here tonight, and I assume some of you do, I am sorry to tell you this. They are not special. Oh, wait, hold on. Let's don't have any... Wait. Don't misunderstand me. I know a lot of y'all are, what? Wait. Let's be clear on this. I know you think they're special. I'm aware of that. I'm just trying to tell you... They're not. Do you know that every time a guy comes, he comes 200 million sperm? Did you know that? 200 million sperm. And you mean to tell me you think your child is special? Because one out of 200 million sperm, that load. We're talking one load. Connected. Gee, what are the fucking odds? 200, you know what that means? I have wiped entire civilizations off of my chest. With a gray gym sock. Is special. Entire nations have flaked and crusted in the hair around my navel. Maybe even Gideon. That is special. And I want you to think about that, you two egg-carrying beings out there. With that holier-than-thou, we have the gift of life. Attitude. I've tossed universes in my underpants while napping. Boom, a Milky Way shoots into my jockey shorts. Oh, what's for fucking breakfast?
First I was afraid, I was putrefied. Kept thinking I could never live without you by my side. But then I spent so many nights thinking how you did me wrong. And I grew strong, and I learned from get along, and now you're back from outer space. I just walked in to find you here with that sad look upon your face. I should've changed that stupid lock. I should've asked you for the key. If I'd have known for just 1 second, you'll be back to bother me. Go on now, go! Walk out the door! Don't turn around now. You're not welcome anymore. Weren't you the one that tried to hurt me with goodbye? Did you think I'd get in there? Did you think I'd lay down and die? You know that I
17. As long as I know how to love, I know I'll stay alive. I've got all my life to live. I've got all my love to give. My loves are me. My loves are me. My loves are me. I will serve him.
I will survive. That's right. Only the other night. Yeah, that's not too well. How you doing, huh? What's your name?
Trencher.
Trencher. Sound like one of them goddamn trench coat mafia people. That's right. Whoa, there's a lot of perfume in here. This must be a time of the month for your wife. Man, it's pretty bad at this point.
Why do I have to do
damn,
this?
Damn, you need some FDS in here. Yeah, so how's everybody doing tonight, huh? Yeah. You know what? God gave women legs so I don't leave slime trails. Ah!
Oh.
Ah, that's right, that's right.
That's sick.
Ah, it's the truth, though. You know it, you know it. That's right, that's right. You know what the worst thing about eating bald pussy is? Putting the diaper back on.
Ah!
Ah, you know it, you know it, you know
it. Smack, where did you find him?
Oh, dude.
Dude, this isn't right.
Man.
Dude, this isn't right.
Let me tell you something.
We gotta get him out of here.
Nah, you know, the average cock, let me tell you, I know, all right? The average cock is 6 inches long, all right? The average vagina is 8 inches deep. So that means there's about 2 miles of pussy going away still in Las Vegas. Man, I know the tricks. All you cunts trying to take it away. That's right.
Look, just do what we ask you to
do. I don't know what's wrong with
you. Do what we ask you to do.
I don't know what's wrong with women, okay? Dude, they got all the money and half the pussy.
This guy is great, man. I found him at a lounge, dude. He was awesome.
What is he, down at the Gold Coast?
Actually, if you go in between Gold Coast and whatever piece of shit is next to it, there's an alley. If you go down that alley, there's a back stoop with a couple of
You
racks.
Said the Gold Coast.
What
next to Gold Coast, that's all that matters.
No,
hey, I'm a headliner, all right? I have a couple more signs.
God.
Hey, I don't need this. I don't need anything,
no,
all right?
No, just do what we ask you to do. We'll pay the money and we'll walk you out.
Fine. All right, fine. You know what? Yeah, here we go. This is Spank Wagon Radio. And if you're listening right now, you know what? You got balls. And you know what? You also got fucking head. I can't believe you fucking idiots fell for that shit. You think I'm gonna fucking leave?
Oh my god.
God damn, man.
I gotta give love over there.
Yeah, I told you, man. That's right, man.
God damn.
This is fucking Claude Balls, man. I can't believe all you pussies fucking turned on me like that. That's so goddamn hilarious, man.
Comedy fucking gold at this point.
See? That's a perfect fucking thing. That's
that was great.
That's
I am giddy. We're all giddy here.
That's right.
Reverend Hammer, just hand you a cookie. Reverend Hammer knows he got had. This is a long thing, too. This actually took about 2 weeks to roll out.
Yeah, this really did.
We were working on this one. Mm-hmm. By the way, welcome back to the chair.
Okay. Actually, the thing is, I never left.
You never left. He's been here the whole time.
I've been here for this show and last week's show.
Yes. Yes, he was here not only for last week's show, but he was here when we recorded that tape recorded segment. That was down in my room, my dining room.
That was during Don't Damn Me segment.
It was during a Don't Damn Me segment. I timed it out.
That was so
great. So we did that during a Don't Damn Me. Now, I will say this. You did quit for a day.
I did. This was actually serious. I went mental and I flipped out and I said, fuck it! And I just wanted to start over my life. And,
fair enough.
You know, and I said, fuck it, I'm going to leave. And that's why I did everything online right there.
Mm-hmm.
You couldn't start with the bowling shirts first, though. I mean...
Yeah, I know. We were talking about that earlier today when we were downtown, man. See, I always eyeball chicks. And it's funny for me. I will eyeball teenage girls that are with their parents to piss their parents off. That's funny to me.
That's hilarious.
Oh, man.
And look at me. Look. Gold chain, hairy chest, bowling shirts. I'm like damn near quintessential Vegas sleaze.
Mm-hmm. That, well, hell, I can agree with that.
You know, it's fucking great.
So, yeah. So, basically, you quit and you came back. Well, I freaked out because I'm like, my co-host quit. Ah! How would you word that? I was a whiny little bitch?
You definitely were a whiny little bitch.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah.
Hey, I got to be fair to the Smack.
Fine.
Smack was in only on today. He had no clue that, because at work... We've been carrying this out at work.
Yes.
We've been carrying it out online.
We've actually had to stage fights and feuds at work.
Mm-hmm. Staged them.
Yes.
And they were fun.
They were.
We even got the hugest buy-in when we finally sold Tit. and yes. we sold our supervisors.
Supervisor. Yes.
So we had this thing going. We could only do it for a couple weeks because later on this month I'm leaving for Iowa, and I think you two would make a great pairing. So yeah. we're going to.
And
book
that's the
that.
Other thing too. Smack here is actually going to be a permanent part. Smack
permanent wagon. Part.
Since we only have two mics right now, we're probably going to have to alternate things. Preferably, you know, usually during like segments or something. Hopefully, we can get this on a weekly basis. Keep it on that. But what we're currently doing is we're actually going to go ahead. We're going to look.
We're adding another person because
and another mic so we can get on all three at the same
yeah,
time.
Yeah, because I blame Smack for getting me involved in this.
Mm-hmm.
This all. Smack's fault because he started it up with his radio stations back in early 2000 and his website Crack Monkey you know his website's Cloud 9 C9. We were talking about doing a wrestling thing called Neutral Corners.
Yeah.
So we all this I got just for that fact, but yes, we're welcoming Smack. Smack is going to be an official part, although he didn't know about it till today. When
actually no, he didn't know about it till tonight.
Tonight.
I didn't know about it until
you
about
10 minutes before the show.
10 minutes.
And that's when I called you and said, hey man, Has Smack open the door so I can take a photo of the look on his face.
Right. So I'm on the phone. I'm talking to dead air after he hangs up saying, yeah, sure, we can do that. Yeah, uh-huh. No, we can't. He's opening the door. There's Claude Balls, all of his glory out in the front. So
It was pure just shock. I was like, what?
Yeah. Claude and I were shaking hands. Hey, how's it going? All right, good. Hey, yeah. Glad you made it on time. Smack gives me the look of, what the fuck? I mean, just
then we had to explain everything to Smack.
Yeah, we explained it, and we're running it through to him. So, yeah.
comedy gold.
Wait,
right
guys, here. What site is this?
This is spankwagon.vftp.net.
Thank you. All right. And Reverend Hammer's bowed to us.
Yeah.
We're not going to be humble about this. We're not going to be humble at all.
By the way, was it Airwolf? Yeah, it was. It was Airwolf last week.
Airwolf, fuck you. Fuck you.
Yeah.
I mean, he hated you. Airwolf hated you.
Airwolf hated
when
my
he hears this
guts,
in the archives...
Man.
And no one, everybody who's in the chat, everybody who's listening to this, if you're listening to this before Airwolf posts anything on the message boards, don't let him in on the joke. Let him get this the same way you got it.
Because that's
I know
the same way, man.
That everyone who's listening, hopefully we have here again. I know hopefully we have Tribal here again tonight. We've got my pathetic little room on Spankwagon.
The studio, man.
We're in the studio, which is 15 minutes away from what?
15 minutes away from black lights and Jimi Hendrix velvet posters.
And about 2 blocks from Nellis and the water treatment plant.
It's 2 miles from Nellis and 2 blocks from the Las Vegas water treatment plant.
I think I'm actually going to have to bring the black light next week.
Go for it,
man.
Go
for it. That'd rock.
That's what we should do, man. We'll go ahead. We really appreciate everybody going through. Unfortunately, this was the only way to get fucking results.
This
and
got
feedback.
Us what we wanted.
But what we're going
to
do is...
Because unlike Kilroy, we have to work for it. Kilroy gets a fucking natural.
Yeah. What we're going to do is we're going to go with a sticker advertising campaign, kind of like cool. Obey Giant. We're working on some designs right now, and Sticker King up in Reno does a lot of stuff for free. Mm-hmm. We're going to go the monochrome with black ink, and we're going to give you guys some addressing, do your own, and we're going to basically plaster the Las Vegas Boulevard and things on our night off. We're going to make a whole thing of it to just go around and slam Spankwagon stickers all over. You know, possibly. So, you know, like.
Of course, we got to start looking at legal cover our legal fucking asses.
Yeah. Well, actually, okay. I'm here. Let me rephrase it.
We're not tagging.
That's a good idea. We're not going to put the stickers up. You're right. We're gonna like provide them to people to do with what they please.
Hand them out.
Yeah.
I'm handing out my speakers.
That's right.
So yes, I will be bringing. Hopefully, if I have a chunk when I leave. But
I just had an incredible thought. I mean, we could even have.
If you say banner ads again, because you were talking banner ads this week.
No, actually, I was thinking sticker bikini contest.
Ooh.
Hey.
You know people.
I
you know chicks that would do this. You have digital cameras and webcams.
Yeah. What's funny about this is this is why we need a third mic, because every time you lean over so Smack can talk into your mic, it looks about to be like the first gay kiss, man.
I'm just getting ready to have one of those big nasty vanilla cold burps ready.
He's just gonna blow in my face. I'm gonna die.
It's gonna be great.
Oof. So
yeah.
I was dropping the hammer is what that was, man. That was great. That was fucking classic. Just watching the room just drop dead silent.
Dead silent.
That's right.
Until it hits us running, and it worked well.
It was.
Oh yeah. That worked very
well.
I mean, this the minute it hits up at the minute this hits up in the archive, I'm all over it.
Yeah.
All over it.
I also am gonna change the my profile again. I have a new avatar.
Oh, bling bling.
Bling bling. Bling bling
about,
like
folks.
Spankwagon.
Spankwagon.
Bling bling is also
bring.
We're also gonna I'm gonna make a prototype. I can build a fucking car here. I'm gonna get one of the bling bling shirts and shit, or the design. We're gonna order some stuff through Cafe Press. We're gonna have bling bling shirts and some other stuff available through Cafe Press. You know, and like I say, it's not so much about, you know, making a profit, but just for benefit of my own fucking ego, man. Buy some shit, man.
No shit. I still get to, of course, my password locked. Now I'm locked out of my Cafe Press, so I gotta fucking start a new one. So there's Spankwagon out there, which sucks.
That's why it's called tech support.
Yeah,
you
I
should
know.
Be used to that.
Well, you know.
Oh, that's right. You've been only on the receiving end.
That's about it, too. Hey, folks, let's see. We got about 20 minutes left, and I want to kind of cut to this because, well, Smack brought over more articles. Now, we were reading these articles earlier. Oh, he's leaving us. I thought he was pissed. He's like, you're pissing? After what?
Well, how many? You wouldn't need this. If you had, I'm gonna drink out of that cup again,
dude. I own that cup. Don't piss in that cup.
You know what? We wouldn't have had this if you had fucking Coke in bottles.
What?
Like the song "Piss Bottle Man."
No. Open up that trash can. Count those cans. How many are in there? Two cans, a bottle of Gatorade, and that. He's been over here and up on the computer before I got home, so it's been around 9 o'clock.
Yeah,
dude. I'm sorry. That much soda?
He's going to drink you out of house and home.
No, he bought his own vanilla Coke because I don't have soda in my house. I'm working on a slimmer Tremors.
That's pretty quick.
I'll record myself taking a piss.
Oh, we already got that.
We have Flying J.
We have Flying J doing that.
Wait. Give it to him.
Want it?
Yeah. I want to record you pissing, and we'll record everybody pissing.
All right. Is it recording?
No, I'm rewinding, actually.
Well, hurry up. I can't hold it.
Well, here, you read it.
If I go in there, my body's going to say, time to go. Is that the end?
That's it. Just finish record and go at it.
All right. This one right here. Make sure it's not on pause.
Yeah, it's not. Right there. That silver part.
Silver part. Yeah.
Testing.
He's testing in front of us. Testing. 1, 2, 3.
Okay. Wow, Smack is so original at times.
And sometimes.
I drank what? Okay.
I drank what? Hi.
Yeah, that's right. It's I'd like to, as much as I'd like to say it's good to be back, I've never been gone. Man, you people bought it all hook, line, and sinker, man.
Dude, it was great. Even Kilroy was very happy with Smack.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to let you down there, Kilroy. I am so... Icy Blue, do you know who that is? That is our African-American Valley Girl.
Yes.
Hello, African-American Valley Girl! Dude, that's too long
here,
to say.
Dramatization.
Hi. So, let's give her mad what? Props. I don't hear it.
Mad props!
Thank you.
All right.
What's your sign? What's your tax bracket? What's your sign? Change?
Hey, congratulations. This
she'll probably want to fucking kill us.
Yeah, she'll kill us, but you know what? Everybody gets bagged. Everybody.
That's the first time for her, so first time everybody comes in, they always got to be ripped on.
Yep, it's initiation, folks. Take it like a man or woman.
Woman.
Tit. Okay, is that tape recorder wet? We'll play that later. We'll get that encoded. So.
Yeah, don't piss on it.
Don't piss on that. That's his. Oh, man. He wipes it on my sleeve.
Don't open it, man. It'll be like snakes in a peanut butter can, except for instead of snakes, it's like fucking pubic hair.
Hey, Kilroy's like, Smack was ruling, and if it all would have been true. Well, it was true. He is here.
Yeah.
Granted, I'm sure the caps weren't all necessarily true. Then Smack would have done nicely. Wow, that's a downgrade. Smack would have done nicely. That's like comparing the blue couch to the white couch. They're out of the blue one, and they won't reorder. Well, the white one will do nicely.
Yeah.
I look at it like this. I mean, these guys have set literally a comedy precedent as far as
their videos.
Wow.
Wait, could you repeat that so we can,
let's get this in a microphone.
The show's being recorded. Yeah.
All right, let me save this for all posterity here. Ow.
You.
What was that? Did you pull some chest hair?
By the way, Icy Blue's on. Just
wanted to say hi. Hey, Icy, how you doing? Yes, these two, Claude and Trench here, have set comedy precedents as far as internet radio goes, and I'm actually just really, really happy to be part of the crew and part of the group, and I'm really looking forward to I'm really looking forward to Circle Jerks on the cookie. And
see, I knew I was ready to say something.
Yeah, you know.
You're gonna bite. I'm not biting no biscuit, man.
No. Trench is gonna eat the cookie.
You know what? Yeah. I'm raking.
You're gonna rake it off. You're just gonna rake it off, man.
And dude,
that's eat it raw, no cookie.
No cookie.
What the fuck are you talking about?
I don't know.
Dude,
I have no clue what he's talking about.
Remember, dude. Hey.
Okay.
Remember,
yeah. Sorry.
Before you do that, buy Semenex.
Semenex? Is Semenex one of those things that changes the way that you taste?
Yeah. Yes. But you know what? You'd know that if you only went to the links.
How many times have you checked out Spank Wagon Radio?
Honestly, not very often, to tell you the truth.
You just tried to kiss
Okay. Wait. Let me say this. I was in a repressive Mormon relationship for 3 years.
That's right,
years.
You're Mormon.
No. I was huh? Yes. And
yes, we have a link for you.
That was actually one of the first times I went to the site, and I think that was one of the first times I actually saw my wife packing behind me. But it was
like what? Clothes, fudge?
Yeah, pretty much. No, packing all of her shit, but
you take it.
You know what's really crazy?
She's doing it not like, you know, packing the fudge like this, but she's doing it like hot dog on a stick.
Boingy, 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 boingy. It's actually, if you really see something really creepy, my ring finger broke out in this really creepy, like, you can still see it. There, it, like, this really eerie kind of breakout scar almost kind of rash right before, right about a week before she left. I think it was an omen.
Thank you for flooding the room there.
Wow,
wow, what do we got happening here?
Kilroy, you let us have some news?
Yeah, Kilroy, we've got that. It's actually sitting on the desk.
Is that the one that went to the bank?
Yeah, this is the surgeon who left in the middle of surgery to go deposit his paycheck. Apparently his financial crisis is a little more important than, oh, say, this guy living.
An open patient. You stable? Yes, doctor. Hold on. I got to hit up the ATM for drinks tonight.
I'm sure he was having drinks with the America West pilots. Anyway.
So you're a pilot, yeah. Have a beer, thanks. Where are you going? Same place you are in a half an hour.
That is great. Hey, what are we talking about here? What are we
hearing you whine about marriage.
And Mormonism, too.
And Mormonism.
That's right. You are, you're blood brothers with JP, man.
Was
the notorious JP.
Homer,
man. Welcome to the flock. Yeah.
You know, let me just say
that. Did you sit in your closet crying with your wife's clothes?
No,
sniffing them.
I sat in my closet crying because all my shit was moved.
Oh.
I couldn't find dick in my own house for like 3 days. I wandered around the living room for 45 minutes, wondering where the hell the phone was. My ability to function as an independent adult ceased the minute my wife left. I all of a sudden realized I didn't know shit. Didn't know where the bills were, didn't know when they were due, didn't know how much money was in the account. It's not until, you know, someone leaves that you truly appreciate them for all the shit they do for you.
So you're going to get her back?
No. Actually, the paperwork was delivered today. I'm got to go to the lawyer and sign it tomorrow.
Really? Bring it. We can scan it, put it up on
the website. Yeah, I'm going to go with a big no on that one.
We'll have a section. Divorce. It's just red. I'll put fucking big time graphic divorce. And his happy face.
Well, you know, 100% of all divorces are caused by marriage.
Pretty much, yeah. That's what we can do. We'll do remote.
No.
Wait.
We can do public service announcements for people who marry Mormons.
No,
I mean, it'd be great.
99.999.
Check this out.
We're talking about men and women, and he goes back to the little boy who's fucking Michael Jackson.
That's great.
Yeah. He's taking it in the pipe, I'm telling you.
That was like fucking 2 weeks ago.
Three holes over, I think you heard it.
Yeah, I did see that. I did hear that one. Yeah. That was classic.
I have a question. Are you getting quickie divorce or are you going through court proceedings?
It's kind of a little bit of both. We're fast tracking the divorce proceeding because it's uncontested.
Is it like an open court we can go in? Can do remote spank wagon?
No. It's actually
you're not going to tell us where it is.
No, it's not even court. We sign off on the paperwork. The judge sees it, signs off on the paperwork. It's all done. We're not. That's like
sounds like bankruptcy court.
Exactly. We ain't got shit to split. We ain't got shit that we owe. I mean, it's pretty much kind of. You take all the shit that you started with, I'll take the shit that I started with. And
apparently you didn't start with much.
I didn't. And well, you know, I gotta say, the one thing in my marriage that I really wish I wouldn't have given up was the pimp chair. Now, you may have seen the pimp chair. This was a 70s Naugahyde low-ride lounge chair. The kind with the wrap-over armrest and the wrap-around separate headrest. Man, this thing was the best. That thing got busted up into so many parts. We re-welded the bottom portion of it.
What the hell happened?
She made me throw it away. I know.
That's like
bitches.
That's like me.
You know, if I'd have known about that chair, I would have taken it. Fuck.
Like me and like,
yeah, it was classic.
I'm just waiting for Flying J to buy a new TV or
you know,
kicked
I got the
out.
TV downstairs.
That way I can go ahead and get his big screen.
I got that TV downstairs.
You've seen Flying J's big screen.
No, I haven't.
He has
projection.
A projection. Oh, with the three fucking lights.
Oh, nice.
So you get bored and you just start fucking, you know, blocking lenses and changing colors.
Yep.
Oh man!
With the real wood fucking drain cabinet.
I've about just kidnapped your headset here, haven't
Absolutely.
I?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Hey, it's cool.
So well, fuck it. When have you been doing? When are you gonna go with the full on mullet? I'm just wondering.
I don't have a mullet.
Yeah, you do.
What is
yeah,
it?
You, goes down the back of your.
You
fucking
got the hockey helmet.
It's not a fucking mullet.
A redneck neck warmer.
Look, here. Would this make you feel better if I just put it all forward?
It'd make me feel better if you cut your hair like a heterosexual. To tell you the truth.
Fuck you! I like my long hair.
Yeah, is it easy for your wife to get a pull on when she's getting you with the strap on?
No, it keeps no,
apparently
on,
not.
Bouncing up and down.
Grab the size of the head and slipping off because it's all shaved.
Oh, man.
Not a mullet, a mohawk.
It's a My mullet, God. Dude.
It's not a fucking mohawk.
Fear the mullet.
Better than skullet. Or better than what you got fucking growing on the side of your head.
I've got this grow thing on the side. I always tell people my brain's trying to escape. I don't know what
it
is.
You ain't got no fucking brains.
You know, I wish I really didn't. That'd be great. Because then I wouldn't sit around thinking of shit all day.
Yeah.
Like, some of the shit that my mind comes up with is fucking creepy.
I don't know. I think we just got you and everybody else.
Yeah, well, you had me, yeah, and you got a bunch of other guys. And
yep. And you know what? Since you are now on the Spankwagon show here, I kind of cringe calling it team because it sounds very extremely corporate.
Yeah, we're not a team.
We can be a posse.
A posse.
Yeah, you guys can be like, we can be like the crew. Like, did you guys ever see?
Does that mean then two with the microphones are the posse and the third guy with the Indian?
Yeah, no, the guy, the Indian. No, the guy in the back. Be,
oh, excuse me, Native American.
No. Haven't you ever? Haven't you ever
heard
seen
worse
like
names?
A,
I can't say it,
like
man.
A rapper or a basketball player or a professional sports player, how he's there and he's got like all of his friends with him and they're in the background repeating everything he says.
So,
yeah,
so we're a posse for nobody.
Exactly. Well, we could
we're the independent posse.
Exactly. Maybe we need to find someone to posse for.
The out crowd and the don't crowd me. Do
one thing. There you go.
No, I just, Reverend Hammer will see.
Trench, you just go into the back there
problem.
And whatever one of us says,
me.
You just repeat. Don't tread on me. All right, so what are we doing here? What do we have
happening? Right now we're looking at the clock. We got 8 minutes to go.
That's correct. But like I was going to say, since you are now here, you have to be initiated in as we now
Not in
need
the ass.
No.
Get with the ass.
Actually, in the mouth. That means you have to participate in Bad Food Night. We will have to arrange another one.
Oh, we are going to arrange Bad Food Night.
Periodically here on Spankwagon, we eat the worst kind of food possible, usually provided, usually so far, actually, by the gracious 99 cent store.
Oh, yes, 99 cent store. Oh, house
dude.
Of delicacy.
I'm going to be shit in my pants.
Just wait till you try some.
Yeah, you will be when
yeah.
you're done.
Just wait till you get some Paul Newman peanut butter cups in it.
Oh, those are the best.
and some.
You eat Play-Doh when you were a kid?
No. I was fucking normal.
Yeah, I didn't eat Play-Doh either, man.
Hey, I ate Play-Doh once. What can I say? I was
yeah,
stupid.
You're from out on the farm.
No, I've never lived on a farm. I honestly never lived on a farm. I lived in the fucking ghetto. When you hear Kilroy Show on Wednesday, I lived 2 blocks away from there.
Oh, you know, that clears it all up right there.
You'll hear his fucking show on
Yeah,
Wednesday.
That makes it much better. That makes it much
Shit,
better.
Shit, man, now we know where he's from.
Fuck you.
So...
No, I did not eat paste also. And no, what the fuck is it with this Pocky?
Dude, Pocky rules.
Pocky is great,
Pocky
man.
Is awesome. Have you had the strawberry Pocky?
Yes.
Dude, that is the
Yen
shit.
Yen Yen, too. Yen
oh,
Yen.
Oh, yeah.
Yen.
Yeah.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Pocky. No, that was something else that we ate. Like, you had, the night you bought the bad food, you also bought something that was actually good. And you mixed it in there at work. There's a little strawberry stick stuff.
Yen Yen.
That's, yeah, Yen Yen.
Yen Yen.
Okay,
that's
that.
Like
that.
Pocky.
Yen Yen. No, dude, Pocky. But Pocky
kind of,
is
different.
Okay, we'll find.
It's similar in function at least.
You can get Pocky at Albertsons.
Okay, tonight.
And you know what?
We're doing our Sabbath.
It'll be a rite of passage, man. When you finally eat some men's Pocky.
That scares the hell out of me.
I'll give him my Pocky.
Just wait to eat some Catholic cake decorations. It was the closest we could get to biting the head off Jesus when we, like, ate the cross.
Oh, man, that's just wrong.
Actually, you know what's funny? It was stuck to the cardboard, so we tried to lift it. The cross, literally, I kid you not, the shit was so dry, it shattered.
See, that's
the fucking
just a
cross
bad
shattered.
Sign, dude. It's like, that's a
And it was
moment.
The first thing we fucking ate, too.
Yeah, what about our favorite delicacy and the whips, the wife's, too. Her favorite delicacy.
Chicken and waffles?
Chicken and waffles is great.
Peanut butter and nut fluffers? Oh, mama.
peanut butter Nutter Fluffers.
Nutter Fluffers. You ever had Nutter Fluffer? It's like marshmallow cream. Basically what you get is it's a fried banana, peanut butter, and Nutter Fluffer sandwich. Elvis used to eat them all the time. Then again,
I was thinking like fluffers in the professional term.
Well, actually, you know,
like she's spreading peanut butter on him, man.
Speaking of fluffing, there's a sign, and we gotta get a picture of the sign. You standing underneath, one of us standing underneath it, cheesing out, because it says "Fluff Me."
Where?
Build-A-Bear Workshop in the Aladdin.
Oh man.
Build-A-Bear Workshop has a sign that says "Fluff Me."
That's right. Over it, they bake the fucking stuffed teddy bears.
Yeah,
I've gone there. That place is cool.
Yeah, it's great.
It's the sign.
Is what?
It's the sign.
We need the sign.
Fluff me.
We could Photoshop in Ron Jeremy.
Actually, I think I could probably give him a call. I think I still have his agent's number somewhere.
That's great, man. Ron Jeremy could do the spank leg.
Ron Jeremy and spank leg. You know what? Do you realize what critical mass we just hit?
Yeah, you know what? Here, let me give you an example.
We're so proud to have Ron Jeremy, a man.
Yeah, here's a treat. That's the preview. Okay? Just tongue hanging out of the mouth.
Because he's not that smart.
He's supposed to be a funny guy, man.
Wasn't he like a teacher or a counselor or something?
He taught special ed.
Special ed to pornography. Now that is
what do you think cracked first?
Probably the zipper on his pants. Oh. Yeah, you know what the worst part about sex with young girls is? Getting the blood out of the clown suit. Nothing like hearing that pelvis snap. Oh,
that's great. You know, it's times like this, I'm actually glad we're not regulated by the FCC. Because DJs have been fired for jokes like that before, but this is internet radio. So.
Yeah, internet radio, hence, it may not be free, but...
Internet means porn.
Doesn't it? How do you make money on the internet? Porn. Nowhere else can you make money.
It's the only business model that works.
Absolutely.
Here's a quick treat for you, a little scientific fact. Absolutely true. Every communications medium that's ever been developed, cave paintings, or, you know, maybe not cave paintings, but printed text, shit like that, you know, books, television, everything.
Cave Girl Monthly.
Exactly. What happens is it's everything, usually it's been religious to communicate that first. Right. Immediate next subject, sex.
Yes!
Really?
That's true.
I think we are entirely too much of a sexually repressed society. I think if we really break out of these binds, we can have some fun. In fact, why don't you start, Claude?
Yeah, I'm going to try. My mom's trying to get me to go to prom.
You know, I don't think you need
to go to prom.
I don't think you need to go to prom. Just cross the hallway at work. I mean, you know.
No, they're all fat and ugly.
Oh God, I don't be like scarred for life. I don't need to fucking have my pelvis broken. You know.
Come here, sexy.
Jesus. I think we should start a poll on the site. Who's gonna get laid first, Claude or Tit?
Wow.
Hmm.
That's. Ooh.
Yeah, that'd be.
Wow, that's like the space race.
Who will fire their missile first?
You know one thing I'm desperately afraid of moving in with Tit is deep interpersonal conversations that I know are going to end up happening. And
they do get deep, yes.
I really don't need to know some of the things I know he's going to want to tell me. I mean, don't get me wrong, Tit's a great guy, and
like the hair in the teeth.
There are some things I just don't need to know. Dude, yeah.
you ever heard a story, man? That's great. First time he kissed a guy?
Man. Dude. Just to clarify, this is not Tit. This is Goat Boy we're talking about.
Yes,
here.
Yes. This is not Tit. Okay, he goes, dude, you know, I was kind of uncomfortable, you know, because, you know, it was all, you know, scratchy from his stubble, but, you know, then it was really passionate. I felt safe in his arms.
Wow.
And his tales of dildos and power drills and stuff.
Yeah, dude, I think I'm scarred.
Damn, man, that was a tit laugh, dude. Right there.
Sorry, I haven't...
You know,
dogs in Henderson are barking right now.
I just don't understand how a man can look at another man's hairy ass and say, gotta get me some of that. It's just...
It's time for another song. Let's play Prison Bitch.
Prison Bitch?
Yeah.
Was that Tool?
All right, let me load it up. Hey, guess what, guys? Thank God I took the headset off right at that moment.
Yeah, thank God it's yours, not mine.
No shit, I can wipe all that one now. Hey, why don't you guys
like
go
ass.
And wrap it up. We'll do Prison Bitch. We'll do the Spank Wagon's little blurb, and we'll call it a night.
Alright.
Okay.
I'll go ahead and load up Prison Bitch. Just keep talking for a little bit.
Okay.
You are listening to Spankwagon Radio, of course, only at spankwagon.vftp.net. You can go there, and there's a bunch of other people right there.
Home for repressed Catholics everywhere.
Hey.
That's right.
No? Hey, if you can't rip on a religion, who can you rip on? Or you could just straight go...
You're all about ass.
Yeah, you know, yeah, but I'm not Catholic, so I'm not taking in the pipe. I mean...
You need to become Protestant, man.
You know what? I think I'm just dealing with who I am.
No, him.
Oh, this guy?
Why
oh, man.
Because, to get away from the Catholic thing. Break
I think
free.
He could be Jewish. I mean, I think it'd be really good. Can you say Chem?
No.
I mean, you don't eat enough dairy as it is. I mean.
Okay, yeah. Folks. I'm loading up Prison Bitch. You can put capping on me right now.
It's can great, get, man. You know, Tit will bring you some of those, the matzo
balls.
Crackers.
Yeah, yeah, get some matzo crackers.
Malta. Malta crackers?
Matzo.
Whatever.
Well, you know what? I was at the grocery store and I saw...
Javi Feierstein.
I saw those, but now they're starting to market them for, you know, people who actually
Gentiles.
Want flavor. So there's apple cinnamon. There's, like, brown sugar.
Yeah.
There's all these different flavors.
Okay, there are things that you just don't fuck with. The flavors of NyQuil and the flavors of matzo crackers, and I think that's
you know
just
what?
A
no,
law.
You take NyQuil and the pill, fuck the whole thing. You take the fucking orange pill during the day, the blue pill at night.
They're green, man. They're green. They're not blue.
They're blue.
No, they're green.
They're blue.
They're green.
They're blue.
The generic shit is blue.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe the
NyQuil is the original green death flavor, okay?
Green death.
That is great.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome Dennis Leary to the show.
Exactly. Fucking great. Capital N, little Y, great big fucking Q. That's all there is to it.
That's right.
All right, folks.
You need to start buying the good shit, you cheap fucking bastard.
Exactly.
Generic fucking NyQuil.
What are they listening to?
That one place, Spankwagon.
What's the site?
It's spankwagon.vftp.net.
And this is Prison Bitch.
That's right.
They tell us we should be ashamed. We're not.
You all are dicks.
But I cherish each moment with you. I'm so glad you're in my life. You're my prison bitch, you're not like other men. I'm glad we share a prison cell when lights go out at 10. I can't escape the way I feel, now that would be a crime. As long as I am doing you, I don't mind doing time. Cause you're my prison bitch, and I have no regrets. I got you for a candy bar and a pack of cigarettes. At first you were resistant, but now you are my friend. I knew that I would get you in the end. Prison bitch. Prison bitch. I guess that you were sent from up above. Yeah. Prison bitch. And now you are my prisoner of love.
I'm your prison bitch, and you're a sex machine.
Uh-huh.
I only have but one request, how about some Vaseline?
Shut up!
I'm tired of this prison cell, I need to get away. They sentenced me to 7 years, not 7 times a day. That you tattooed on my back. I thought that I could break away, but now I'm losing hope. God, I'm tired of picking up the soap.
Bend over, prison bitch. Prison bitch. Turn out the lights, cause I can hardly wait. Prison bitch. Prison bitch.
Straight.
You're my prison bitch, I'll never say goodbye. You're not like all the others, too bad they had to die.
On second thought, I think I'll stay, if you want me to. Your
prison bitch is never leaving you.
At first you were my cellmate, but now you're my soulmate. So come here, baby, come here.
Oh no, not again. No, now I know why they call you a heart criminal.
Hang on, you're about to find out why they call this the pokey.
You're listening to Spank Wagon Radio at spankwagon.vftp.net.